The Fan, KFNS Studios in Kirkwood. I'm Tim Woodburn, and just around the corner, hour number three of the Large Morning Show in the Afternoon with Frank O'Pinion.
Who's ready for Maryland-style crab cakes? At Surf and Sirloin, it's a true crab cake. No peppers or onion, no filler, just a little egg and breadcrumbs to bind the cake together. The crab cake entree is 8 ounces, of which 7.5 ounces is crab meat. That's how little filler is in there. Surf and Sirloin, located Southwest Quadrant of Manchester and 270, and serving only USDA prime beef, which you won't find at the grocery store. Surf and Sirloin. For reservations, call 822-3637 or through the app Open Table or online at surfandsirloin.com.
Club Fitness wants everybody to lift local, so we're extending our offer. Join by May 31st and get summer free.
Summertime and the lifting's easy. With free group classes at over 20 St. Louis area locations, Club Fitness brings me closer to my community and my fitness goals. Plus, free kids club makes it easy to work out when school's out.
So check out a club near you
and lift local with us.
Club Fitness, the right fit for everybody. Join in May and summer's free. See club for details.
It's not summer grilling season until you hear the sizzle of quality Hatfield pork hit the grill while friends and family anxiously await their first serving. That's because Hatfield comes from pork experts who deliver easy-to-prepare varieties of deliciously marinated tenderloins, loin fillets, chops, and ribs. They come with a pledge to quality right on the package. And once they get a taste, everyone will be back for seconds. Get the pork that makes grilling more interesting at Schnucks and visit simplyhatfield.com for more info.
Guys, when it comes to jewelry, do you know what women want? We do. Hi, I'm Diana Neustetter along with my daughter Mariah.
Guys, come to Neustetter's. Our professional team has you covered.
Our family has owned and operated Neustetter's Fine Jewelry since 1961.
Our large inventory offers something for everyone at any budget, and we offer hand engraving on site by my grandfather, Richard.
Visit us today at the corner of Big Ben and Doherty Ferry Road or at wowdiamonds.com.
Neustetter's Fine Jewelry.
We know what women want.
Looking for extra cash? Jewels on Hampton in St. Louis Hills pays some of the highest prices for diamonds, gold, silver, semi-precious stones, coins, flatware, and currency. Located at 4506 Hampton Avenue, just 3 blocks south of Chippewa. Learn more at jewelsonhampton.com or call 314-752-5000. That's 314-752-5000. Jewels on Hampton, paying some of the highest prices.
At the Gatesworth, you set the standard for exceptional senior living. Their warm residential setting and commitment to personalized service ensure that each resident has what they need, when they need it, and the way they like it. Start with the active routine, relax, and savor each moment. Visit the Gatesworth on Facebook or schedule a personal tour on thegatesworth.com and see for yourself how the Gatesworth does senior living your way.
Prefer to be a girl.
You can't say anything here.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the May 28th edition of Pinion's Playhouse, brought to you by Window World. the number one selling replacement window in the United States for a lot of good reasons. WindowWorldSt.Louis.com. If you want to find out more, we'll talk about Window World. We'll talk about some of the reasons why this is the window you absolutely want to take a look at if you're going to replace windows, and the one you're probably going to end up going with, like most people in this country do. They can't all be wrong. In fact, they're all right. But first, at the control board, continuing to do A-plus work, and I don't really know how he caught on to this show as quickly as he did, or how he's able to have the sense of humor he has, because those British people, they don't have a, they got a weird sense of humor, and he was around them for 19 years. He could have lost his entire sense of humor, but he didn't. Even after 19 years over there, and 10 of them in Birmingham, England, where his daddy still resides. Ladies and gentlemen, Trevor Limestone, Limey Phillips, say hello to everyone.
Hello, everyone. I hope you had a fantastic three-day weekend.
We had a four-day weekend.
Yeah, we did.
We're about to have another one.
I know.
That, that news just came about an hour ago. We'll share that with you in a moment. But first, we're thrilled to death to have once again in the studio the man who decided to stay in town, because I know he loves coming in here. In fact, I think sometimes he cancels speaking engagements because they conflict.
Nope.
With his... Okay, maybe not. Maybe I was wrong. But he got up this morning, and at least today, he decided not to go northbound or southbound or westbound or even... Did you say pork rinds?
Yeah, I do
I
like
love too. Pork rinds.
I love pork rinds.
Really?
Well, we all like pork rinds.
I don't.
We should bring some in.
I'm not
Dan,
a fan.
You don't?
No, I'm not a big fan. I'll eat them, but I'm not a fan of them.
I'm a fan.
Oh, man.
Love them.
Yeah. They're good for you, too.
Oh, yeah, they are.
I made that fat, cooked
yeah.
and fat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I made that part up. But I do like them. Bill, say hi to everybody.
Hello, everyone.
All right. Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse.
And if I only had a brain.
Dan, are you feeling better? Because you weren't feeling well.
A little better, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, a little
you
bit.
Feel well enough to say hi to your sponsor?
I do. I want to thank Mark Reardon and Jason Becker, both senior vice president investors from Stiefel.
You what said both senior vice president.
I did?
You said both.
Oh, both. Yeah. Both senior vice president investors from Stiefel. And if you're approaching retirement, it's thoughtfully...
What was that pause? What was that?
I was trying to
remember
grab
the
my
joke, Remember the joke pause. Where polar... Stop the music. The polar bear goes to the bar and says, I think I'll have a martini. And the martini says, why the big pause? He goes, I was born with them.
Come on! That's a good one!
Four. I was born
that's
with it.
That's a good
it.
One.
Four. Oh my
That's
goodness.
Four out of 100. Yeah. start the music again. Let's see if you feel well enough to say hi to you. Start over. Say hi to your sponsor.
I want to say hi and thanks to Mark Reardon and Jason Becker. Both senior vice president.
Why the big pause?
Because I was born with them.
Go ahead.
Senior vice president investors from Stiefel. And if you're approaching retirement, it's vital to plan how to claim your Social Security benefits. Mark and Jason can help create a retirement plan and figure out how to get your Social Security claiming strategy all together. To schedule your complimentary retirement plan review, Stiefel Nicholas & Company Incorporated is member SIPC and NYSE. For their number and more, go to
MarkAndJason.com.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Dan.
That was kind of a cluster something.
Yeah, that was
I don't
sloppy.
Know what the...
There's some editing.
Yeah, you're not feeling well.
Well, I do need to do some editing. I just got these scripts. There's some new scripts from Jason.
What's a script?
I mean...
we don't read.
I just got something from Jason to explain.
Okay. Well said. This guy... Boy, and I'm only giving you part of his resume. I got to see this guy's full resume. 8 pages. 8 single-space type pages. Here are the highlights. Night cook at Denny's. Door-to-door knife salesman. Beer vendor at Busch Stadium. Roller skating rink DJ. But today, and this is all that matters, is like, what have you done for me lately? Well, here's what he does today. He's head of research. He's head of resetting our digital clock. He's our newsman. He's our news director. He is author of the book Bad Mood, Good Mood, and something else. What else is it? Oh, yes. That music always reminds me, because that's from the Rockford Files, and Jim Rockford was a private investigator, and so is this guy, Tim Woodburn, private investigator. Tim, say hello to your sponsor.
Thank you, Frank. Matheny Heating and Cooling has been in business for 77 years. They are a third-generation family-owned business, and one of the unique things about their service technicians, when you give them a call for a quote on service, is that their technicians aren't paid a commission on parts they provide. A lot of their competitors are. So they just give you a flat quote pricing on what it is that is wrong with your system and what it will take to fix it. Residential repair on all makes and models. Matheny Heating and Cooling. Their phone number is 314-727-9000, or their website is MatheneyHeatCool.com.
And we're sleeping now in the cool comfort of our new chilly in the evening bedroom, thanks to our new American Standard heating and cooling system installed 2 weeks ago by Matheny Heating and Cooling. Thank you, Matheny, for once again doing a great job. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
You are so kind, Jen.
No, I forgot. Maybe next time. I think they'll go back. Yeah, I will. No, Brad Boy's mad at me. I said earlier, well, I said last week that this past Friday night, my wife and my daughter-in-law and my daughter and some other family and friend chicks all went to this drag show, Drag Queens. And one of them is a friend of Rat Boy's, and he asked me to take a gift. It was the V-word, a female part made out of... what'd you make that out of?
Jeez!
Yeah, no, I forgot to have them take it. And I don't want it in my house, so I brought it back. Will you just keep it till next time? Yeah, thank you. Yeah, he's mad at me. Tim, this is this can't be right. Tim Woodburn told me before the show today that he was looking up, he went to some site and they had, and I didn't know there were this many genres of music. Over 100, it had the top 100 genres of music. And he said that polka was not even in the top 100.
What the hell?
Yeah, that there's something. You know what that is?
Messed up.
That's messed up. And that tells me that somebody from another genre sabotaged that list because they're jealous of polka. The rock people, you know, the classical, they're all jealous of polka music, especially when played by these guys, Bruce Limpress and the All Boy Orchestra.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was distracted because there's a young lady that works here. She's on after we get off Cam Jamson. She's on regular on Cam
Jamson.
Jamson.
See, I can't even talk when I'm looking through the window at her. She's very attractive and apparently really good at
she is
talking that hockey talk.
Yeah.
And I wish, can we put like some blinds or curtains so I can't see her? Because it is distracting. It really is.
Well, do the show with your eyes closed.
Okay.
I do.
I do the show with my ears closed.
You practically do. We are brought to you by Window World. Window World, as I'm sure you know by now, if you've listened at all, is the, and this is not just a statement, it's true, or we would go to prison if we said it. It's the number one selling replacement window in the entire United States of America. I rarely give their number, 314-993-1800, because I think you'll see the number when you go to their website, and I want you to do that. I want you to go to their website, windowworldst.com. There are only two windows that have the Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval. The Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval is a much bigger deal than most people realize it is. And you'll never understand that until you Google and do this. Google, what does it take to get the Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval? You're not going to believe it. It is not easy to get. And only two windows have it. Guess what one of them is? Window World. And I guarantee you the other one's a lot more expensive. Remodeler Magazine. Qualified Remodeler Magazine. Highly respected publication in the industry. Ranks them number one like every year in number of windows sold in this country. The number in the St. Louis area is, I don't know the number of windows, but I know the number of homes. It's over 50,000 homes in the St. Louis area
that have had their look and their thermal efficiency improved with Window World windows. They have a lifetime warranty. This is another very attractive feature to people. Covers all the parts, the glass breakage, the labor, the whole thing. Double strength windows, that's what they use. Durable, and they stand behind them. They stand on them. They'll let you stand on them. I'm not kidding. Actually stand on them and jump up and down. You can't hurt them. You can't break them. 18 months, same as cash financing with approved credit, and on and on and on and on. Window World, a great value, a great window, a great company. Again, more at windowworldst.louis.com.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita, Tulsa, Ottawa.
He just recently shaved his head again. He's got a fresh, fresh haircut. He is Bill Cleveland, and he's brought to you by the company I just mentioned. See, in addition to selling great windows, they make things like this next segment possible. WindowWorldSt.Louis.com for more. Give it up for Bill Cleveland. Bill, how are you?
Good. Thank you. Appreciate that.
Today is
the 28th of May.
Thank you. It is National Hamburger Day. Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
It is National Hamburger Today.
Quickly, on your hamburger today. Around the room, what is your favorite hamburger? Has what on it?
American cheese, bacon, onions, pickles.
Oh, Tim,
I'll say everything except onion.
Wow, interesting. Hmm. Bill,
I would say cheese, bacon, and lettuce.
Dan,
yeah, I like cheese.
Cheese.
That's right, yeah. Red boy.
I like cheese.
Cheese.
Like that's onion, right, Red boy.
Onion, mayo, ooh, ketchup, and mustard.
Wow, man.
Yeah.
Well, mayo. Don't you like nuts?
Nuts?
Don't you say that all the time? I like nuts.
No. Oh. Who does?
Oh,
I've never heard
different,
that.
Different shows.
Oh. Never heard that.
I don't want any cheese on it. I don't do cheeseburgers. I'll take a hamburger with Vidalia onion and lots of it. Two or three slices of it. Dill pickle and mustard. That's it.
You don't do it well done, do you?
Medium well.
Medium, okay.
Yeah. So there you go.
All right.
So that's in honor of National, what is it, Hamburger
Day? Yeah, National Hamburger Day. So we're going to head to Wichita, Kansas, because the oldest hamburger chain restaurant in the country, I guess in the world, was born in Wichita, Kansas. Do you know what the oldest hamburger chain is?
I like nuts.
What was that?
That was me.
Dan just talking about the fact that they like nuts.
Well, hang on a second. I think we're supposed to say McDonald's, and that's going to be wrong. So I don't know.
It's free country. You can say whatever you want.
I'll say Steak and Shake.
White Castle.
No, heck no.
Oh, no.
We got all the guesses.
Whataburger.
I give up.
Tim is correct. White Castle.
Whoa.
Wow. What do you know, buddy?
Lucky.
Why is it called White Castle?
Opened in
because the building looks like a white castle.
They were all white castles.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh! What a stupid question. Have you ever seen one?
Well, yeah, the new one actually. I think South County doesn't look like a white castle.
Well, it should.
Made out of brick.
They need to tear it down and rebuild it. It should look like a white castle.
They opened in 1921 in Wichita. Unfortunately, you can't visit the original White Castle. It is no longer there. It's not around. Now, you mentioned McDonald's. McDonald's first opened in 1948. So
in the South, they're called Crystal Burgers. They're exactly the same as White Castle, but they call them Crystal Burgers.
Exactly the same.
Oh, here we go. They're close. They're all okay.
Yes. No, you're right. They are very, very close. The difference would be the way that they cook them. So after 1951, White Castle decided they were not going to flip their burgers anymore. Oh. You know how they got around that?
No.
They added those little five holes that you see inside.
Oh, yeah.
White
they
Castle.
Look like dice.
Exactly. And so the steam cooks them so they don't have to flip them anymore. Hmm. The crystal, as you mentioned, they do not have those. They still flip them.
Otherwise, it's the same exact taste.
You're probably right. By 1930, they had 100 stores. They now have 411 different states. Early on, they figured out that they were going to be able to make 18 burgers per pound of beef. They call them sliders, I guess, is the technical term, and I'm sure there are a lot of other
things. And has anybody ever had a White Castle burger where the bread wasn't soft? It's the softest bun.
So,
I've never had a hard, stale bun at White Castle. They're always really soft.
I can't do the onions, though.
Oh, man, I can.
Don't they cook it in, like, onion juice?
Do you have
or
a choice?
Something?
Don't they all have onions?
Well, you can ask. I mean, I'm the pain in the butt that would say, yeah, no, please. But you can have them separately, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, without onion.
Yeah, absolutely. Fish is pretty good. And without the middle bread. You go and get a double slider. It's three pieces of bread with two burgers that are about as paper thick.
Yeah.
I get it without the middle slice of bread.
That's a good way to do it. You can do that? Double with no middle bread?
Correct.
That's how I'd do
it. I like the cheese on them. Cheeseburgers.
Mm. Well, in that case, I will tell you, I make the exception. I only want a hamburger, no cheese, except White Castle. And then I have to have the cheese because it's
cheese.
So, that's right, Rat Boy, because it's melted so perfectly. It's never burned, and it's never not melted. It's melted perfect.
Now, do you eat them without anything on it? Any condiments?
Just the way they hand them through the window.
Yeah. I have to have them with ketchup.
Yeah.
No, yeah, you got to put ketchup on it.
That would ruin it.
One ketchup packet per burger.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, that's it.
That ruins it.
But your whole house or car stinks.
You almost said your whole.
I know what I almost said.
I'm not far off.
No, your whole does stink.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. No.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by. We will return to our regularly scheduled program momentarily. Please stay tuned.
All right, I just got a note handed me from the owner. I didn't particularly like it, he says, when you said something about your hole stinking. He didn't like that. He didn't understand what we were saying. What we're saying was the hole in the burger stinks if there's onion cooked in with it. Then each of the holes will stink. He misunderstood.
No, that's not what we meant.
Yes, it is.
He misunderstood us. He misunderstood us.
Oh, my God.
Go ahead, Bill.
Yeah. So a couple of just little fun facts here. And the first one, of course, related to travel. If you're going through Minnesota. Yeah. Oh, my God.
This is the worst show.
A tiny little town.
After I got sidetracked, it's all over.
The least professional broadcast
White
ever.
Castle Building Number 8. It is actually on the National Historic Register of Landmarks. And so this was one of the original buildings, and as Trevor mentioned, so these actually were little castles, 28 feet by 28 feet, and they were movable. So the company would make them. They were I don't know what the proper phrasing is, but you. They send you the building parts.
The plans.
And you
can,
No. It's prefabricated.
Fabricated.
Do they all of them numbered? Do they have number 6 and number 7?
Back in the day. Now, no, not so much.
What would have been clever is number 6, 7, and number ATE. 8. Get it? Like hamburger. Like 8. That would be
ha, 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 ha.
Shut up, Randy. Oh,
the heck just happened?
So that's in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Who do you... Well, Joey Chestnut. Everybody knows who Joey Chestnut is, the famous eater. How many White Castle sliders do you think he ate in 8 minutes?
Bill.
No. I was waiting for it.
Well, 8 minutes?
I'll say
40. 50. 50. I'll go 50.
8 minutes?
He does hold the record.
I'll say 50.
Most sliders.
I'll say 100.
Oh, good grief.
Wow.
That's ridiculous.
Tim?
I'll say 86.
Okay.
I'll say 57.
The answer is 103.
Whoa.
See? No, that's why, Dan, I said that's ridiculous when you said 100, because it's 103.
Well,
100 is ridiculous.
Yeah.
In 8 minutes?
In 8 minutes.
We get a calculator here.
Man.
100 divided by 8, how many in a minute?
103.
103 divided by 8. Well, it's obviously like
that's
14.
12.8 per minute.
So 13, basically, a minute.
So that's one every 4 seconds?
Wow. Could you imagine later?
And that's at the continuous pace of that. Holy.
8 minutes.
That's why he's a professional. Well, doesn't he do that with the hot dog? How many hot dogs does the guy eat?
I think it's in the 70s.
So that's, I mean, I would think that would be easier.
And he's not heavy, is he? He's not a big fat guy.
No.
Wow.
Could you imagine the explosion afterwards?
Oh, no.
I know when I eat like 4, what happens?
Yeah.
That guy.
And if you happen to need one, they also now make White Castle has a White Castle hamburger scented candle. If you need that,
they do.
You need that around your house.
Nice.
Don't need it. If you bring those home, you'll smell it for a week.
I agree. They're disgusting.
Why is that? By the way, why is that something like that can smell so bad and taste so good? Well, because it does not smell good in the car if you've had a bag of them in there.
It's kind of like the looks bad, feels good.
Kind of.
When my dad, the last few months of his life, he lost his sense of taste.
Yeah.
And when he would come and stay with me in Eureka, the only thing that would fight through, he lost his sense of taste about the last year of his life. He lost about 80 pounds. The only thing that fought through on his sense of taste was White Castle.
That's how powerful they are. Yeah. That's how powerful.
He ate every day. He would stay with me. He'd go and buy eight of them. He'd buy eight of them, and that's all. That's all he would eat because it was the only joy
he could taste.
Said everything else tasted like
water,
gas, you know, or you know, whatever. But that, they fought through.
Yeah, yeah. That'll use that in an ad. Mm-hmm. You know, fights through cancer. Mm-hmm. White Castle.
Wow.
Yeah. And even people with no taste love the taste of White Castle.
Sulfur was worse than where he said everything else tasted like sulfur.
That's not a good
except White Castle hamburgers.
Wow, sulfur.
All right, and last but not least, I mentioned Wichita, Kansas. This is where White Castle was born. Let's see if you all have paid attention to my segments over time. I know you haven't.
Nope.
So let's see if you can guess. I have been to this place. This was also a business, a very popular business, a fast food, I would call it fast food chain. That started in Wichita, Kansas. Do you know what it is? And this one you can actually still visit. They still have the original location.
Did you post it on your Facebook page?
A fast food chain?
Dairy Queen.
It's I'll narrow it down. It is a pizza place.
Pizza Hut.
Hut. Yep. The original Pizza Hut. Wichita,
Kansas. I'm going to say Pizza Hut.
Nice job.
I'll go Pizza Hut.
Pizza Hut. Good job, everyone. If you'd like more, you can always go
Little
to...
Little Caesars.
Dan, it's over.
That was Detroit.
Is that where I came from? Detroit. Always
Little Caesars.
Yeah.
The Little Caesars Arena.
What's the one that catered?
God.
No, they catered to midgets. I'm not kidding. They catered to midgets with with epilepsy, little seizures.
Oh.
Wow. Oh my God.
Thank you.
Why is St. Louis, like, since we're talking about pizza, why is St. Louis style, like, the thin, crispy pizza? Like, what's that about?
I don't think it is. I think the other places have thin and crispy pizza.
Okay, I was just wondering, because, you know, St. Louis style pizza, that, like...
How much more thin can you get?
I don't think you can get thinner.
Yeah.
Than that. Like, St. Louis style is thin.
You're saying St. Louis doesn't have thin, crispy pizza?
I'm saying they're the only place that has thin. I don't think we can lay claim.
No, I don't think so. I'm Bill Cleveland, on the road, on 590 The Fan.
Thank you, Bill.
Mm-hmm.
Bill, courtesy of Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States of America. WindowWorldSt.Louis.com.
You know what they deliver to those midgets, the Little Caesars?
Hang on. No.
You know what restaurant caters to them? No. Steak and Shake.
Oh man. That is so bad.
Let's
that
go.
Is
Any so more? Bad.
That is so bad, man.
Okay. The world. Oh, they got the bear out of the church in Eureka. In case you didn't hear in the news.
How did the bear get into the church?
They left the door propped open and it came in. It was videotaped by other businesses in Eureka that have outdoor security cameras. And this thing's just walking down Central Street and then makes a right turn. Goes right by QT there at 44 and the 109 exit and goes up the hill, which has a steep,
incline.
Yeah, and right into the church.
And there are still people that I talk to who go, we don't have any bears this part of the country.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, we do, and we have now for 10 years. We have black bears here. Okay,
there's just one in the original church. This is a brown bear, right?
You know, initially they thought it was, but now they're saying they don't know if it was a brown or a black bear.
Oh.
Racist.
He went up and prayed and said, please help me get that picnic basket.
Oh my God.
What?
It's so dumb, it's funny.
No, it's not even dumb enough to be funny. It's stupid.
A bear going into the church and praying for a picnic basket? That's kind of funny.
Bear goes into the church and says, please, Lord, help me get that picnic basket. Why the big pause? Same joke. I was born with them. Okay. So the World Health Organization now says that gaming addiction is a mental illness. You know what? What is wrong with us?
That's not a mental addiction.
We don't want to ever admit that maybe your kid is just a live in the basement loser that plays games. Now it's a mental illness, and they should be. I don't get that. Friday night, my wife went to her first ever drag queen show. She went with my daughter-in-law and my soon-to-be daughter's mother-in-law and some other sort of relatives.
How come you didn't go?
But I will not go to a drag show.
Right.
So they all
he
go.
He was in it.
Go to now that you know what that's actually funny. Hamburger Mary's, which apparently is a famous chain.
I've heard of that.
And my wife, prior, like the week leading up to it, because it was my daughter-in-law's birthday, she said, "Oh, I've been before, and I want you to come with me." Well, it's her birthday. What are you going to do? So my wife said, "Okay, I'll go." But my wife kept telling me, "Because I don't want to go to that. This is not my thing, drag." So when she calls me when they're coming out of it Friday night, and I said, "Well, how was it?" She said, "Oh, I loved it. Well, they all loved it." Now, what is that that makes causes women to like seeing a guy, and you know that woman you're looking at has a wiener strapped down in there, and they still think that is the. And I said, "How could? What's there to like?" She says, "Oh, the way they wear their makeup and the heels and their clothing and their style." And I said, "They're men. They're men dressed like women." And check this out. And this is when I knew I didn't want to go. There were gay guys there who liked to go to that stuff, and some couples there. And she said, "Well, there were some couples." I said, "If you're even hinting," I said, I'm not going." And she said, "Then some of the gay men would pay to make out with the drag queens."
What?
Yes.
They would pay?
You could pay and make out with the drag queens. Gay men.
Oh, right.
Okay.
That.
No, that what? They're gay.
Is that legal? I mean, you're just making
you're just
out
making
with someone.
Out. It's not sex. You're just making, you can kiss somebody.
It's a sexual
kissing
act, then.
No, it's not. Kissing is not a sexual act.
All right. Fine.
Kiss for luck.
What?
I don't know. Kiss for luck.
Dan, you've said three things that made no sense today. I mean, no,
what's
five.
What's the record? Yeah.
You might want to open the door in that studio.
Oh, probably.
But she liked it, and she said the place was clean, and the food was great. She said she was really, really pleasantly surprised. She didn't expect to like it, but she did. So, there you go. Just real quickly, Channel 5. Would you please, and I know you're not going to do this for me, would you please stop calling yourself Five on your
God,
side?
Yes.
That's the stupidest thing. And the Five on Your Side. Oh, Five on Your Side reporter Jennifer Glickmeyer went out to, and Five
She's
on Your Side.
Reporter.
You heard it first here on Five on Your Side. It's Channel 5. Just Channel 5. Knock that crap off. Jennifer Five on Your Side. And then the I team. I love that. Well, we sent one of our I team reporters. No, you just sent a Channel 5 reporter. Knock the I team thing off.
Sammy Davis Jr. started that.
The I
team? A long time ago.
See, Dan,
yeah.
You know what? Something's wrong with you.
I know.
No.
Six.
Normally, you're just sort of not funny. And today, it's really,
really?
Not funny.
Yeah.
The I team and Five on Your Side.
And they're the most dramatic. Oh, yeah. Of all of the newscasts.
Oh, my goodness. They take themselves so seriously. Five on Your Side did an investigation, and here's I-Team reporter Harold Puttmeyer.
He's good, too.
He's a good reporter. He's a good reporter. I found a great site, and I was looking for unbiased news, which is hard to find. It's either CNN or Fox, or something, and they've all got an agenda. Here, according to a pretty interesting website who did the some research, says these are the five most, I guess, how would you put it, least biased or unbiased news
sources. Straight down the middle.
Yeah. And this is now where I'm going to go online and get my news. And they say these are the five, if you want the facts and the news and not trying to sway you, and here they are. The Associated Press, the Wall Street Journal, Reuters, BBC Limey.
Hey, what's up?
And Google News. There you go.
Huh. All right.
Now, I've always wondered about this. In this morning's news, there was a picture of a really tiny dinosaur skeleton. You hold it in the palm of your hand. It was the Mosaurus pataginicus. There are only six well-preserved little skeletons of this dinosaur, which at birth you could hold in the palm of your hand, and at adulthood was 2,000 pounds.
Ooh.
And the story was that This is one particular dinosaur that started out on all fours and then gradually raised up and walked on its hind legs. How do they know that?
Right.
Now, come on. How can they possibly know that? This is where I go, really? Science? Show me that footage. It doesn't exist. So
they found a lesbian dinosaur. They said, we found a lick a lot of puss.
That's seven.
Do you know how old that joke is?
Yeah.
No, you don't.
And a gay dinosaur, Megasaurus.
Damn it, every time.
So predictable.
Man. Beyond predictable. And then, hats off to Chick-fil-A. I love Chick-fil-A. Free plug for Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A, owned by some religious people. They're not open on Sunday. Good for them for sticking to that. And you know what they did all Memorial Day weekend? At every Chick-fil-A, there was one empty table. To make people take a moment to think about the soldiers who aren't with us anymore. And every Chick-fil-A had one table that was empty, white cloth, single rows to remind us of the lives of the loved ones left behind, a yellow ribbon to symbolize uncertainty that maybe some might still return home, a slice of lemon on the table to remind us of their bitter fate, whether they're captured or killed, a pinch of salt to symbolize the tears, a lighted candle to reflect hope.
A lit candle.
No, this article says lighted candle. You want to look at it?
I just...
Lighted candle.
Okay.
You just wanted to...
I just want to give you crap.
It can be lit, but it says lighted candle. A Bible on the table, and an inverted glass to symbolize their inability to share in a toast and an empty chair. I think that is really powerful. Here's the problem in 2019. Somebody is going to take issue with the Bible on the table. And you know they will, because this past week there was a school and the board caved in to some parent who did not like it because at a sporting event or something at the school, they sang God Bless America, and a parent went nuts who's an atheist, and they stopped it.
Really?
We have to stop discontinuing things because of one person that doesn't like it. We just have to stop doing that. The pussification of America. Good for you, Chick-fil-A. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
This is a quick one. Don't blink or you'll miss it. Oh, a bulletin from an hour. I just learned this an hour and a half ago. I thought this was going to be a short week for us. It's going to be even shorter. Today is our first show of the week, and tomorrow is our last show of the week. We're not on Thursday. We've been kicked out for sports stuff. So we're here today and tomorrow, and then we'll be back next week. So,
we'll come in and work, though.
What's so important on Thursday that we have to give up our show?
I don't know, because John Hadley told me, and I can't understand a word he said.
Yeah.
I mean, I had him on the phone, and he went, "Hey, dude. Listen, Thursday because your Friday's your sports event Wednesday." I said, "Okay." I just said, "Okay." All I heard was you're not on Thursday. The rest I couldn't understand.
I think the entire station's broadcasting at a golf course on Thursday.
Yeah, they are. So we're kicked off. Right. So that ladies came in. Yes, they did.
Yes, they did.
Don't blink or you'll miss this. So this guy, his family doctor sends him to a urologist, and the urologist is a woman, and she is absolutely beautiful. And he's in the examining room with this drop-dead gorgeous female doctor. And she says to him, she says, "Jim," she says, you are going to have to stop masturbating." And he says, "Why?" She says, "Because I'm trying to examine you."
Get a check on traffic with Joe Sonderman.
Eastbound 70 is pretty heavy, 170 to Bermuda due to an earlier incident. It is on the shoulder now. On the westbound side, you've got delays from 170 to Lindbergh. They're working with a pretty bad crash. That one's blocking the two right lanes. This report is sponsored by Sprint. Hey, guys, see how you could get an unlimited plan with one of the newest phones included for one low price. Visit your local Sprint store, Sprint.com, or call 800-SPRINT-1 to learn how you can switch to a Sprint unlimited plan today. I'm Joe Sonderman. Now it's back to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon.
Who's ready for a USDA Prime steak? You won't find USDA Prime beef at the grocery store because it's graded as the highest 2% of beef sold in the country, and its supply is gobbled up by all the finest restaurants. At Surf and Sirloin, located on eastbound Manchester Road just west of 270, that's what's on the menu. USDA Prime, 14-ounce New York strip, 16-ounce ribeye, 22-ounce porterhouse, or a barrel-cut filet mignon. And with fresh seafood flown in daily, Surf and Sirloin. For reservations, call 822-3637 or through the app Open Table or online at surfandsirloin.com.
It's not summer grilling season until you hear the sizzle of quality Hatfield pork hit the grill while friends and family anxiously await their first serving. That's because Hatfield comes from pork experts who deliver easy-to-prepare varieties of deliciously marinated tenderloins, loin fillets, chops, and ribs. They come with a pledge to quality right on the package. And once they get a taste, everyone will be back for seconds. Get the pork that makes grilling more interesting at Schnucks and visit simplyhatfield.com for more info.
Petromart is a locally owned and operated family business that's been serving the St. Louis area for over 30 years. Each location is just as clean, fast, and friendly as the next, with 50 locations to serve you. In a hurry? Petromart offers a wide selection of grab-and-go food items, like hot and ready pizza or fresh fruit and salads. Petromart has something for everybody, and it's always prepared fresh and available around the clock. Petromart, a proud supplier of Phillips 66 gasoline and proud sponsor of the St. Louis Blues.
Are your credit card bills keeping you up at night? Interest rates in the double digits? Be smart and pay off your credit card balances with a credit card consolidation loan from LightStream. Get a fixed rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay. You can save thousands in interest. Get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000 and there are no fees. You can even get your money as soon as the day you apply. Plus, LightStream is a division of SunTrust Bank, one of the nation's largest financial institutions, so you have complete peace of mind. Want to save even more? Our listeners get an additional interest rate discount. The only way to get this discount is to go to LightStream.com/McKernan. That's LightStream.com/McKernan. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit LightStream.com/McKernan for more information.
Let's go down to Dallas, Texas, for Mike Evans is brought to you by Annie Guns. I almost said they're closed today because it seems like it should be Monday. They're not. They're closed only on Mondays. Today is Tuesday, so they're open. You always need reservations for dinner at Annie Guns, and my suggestion would be also for lunch. Make reservations, just to be safe. Next door is the Smokehouse Market. Whenever you go to Annie Guns, please visit the Smokehouse Market next door. You'll be glad you did. They're both east of everything else in Chesterfield Valley. And gift cards are always a good idea all year long. Annie Guns and the Smokehouse Market. Now present Mike Evans. You have the floor. Ooh, triple, quadruple slurp.
Wow.
Quadruple slurp and burp, that's called.
Thank you.
How you doing?
Good, man. How you doing? What's going on? Jay Gabe. Let me tell you something. Number 55, Colton, whatever his name is.
Parenko.
He ought to be ashamed of himself. He played such a horrible game last night. He was out of position the whole game. I mean, I don't know, what were they, drunk? What was going on?
Yeah, he drinks before
the whole the game. Defense team, the whole defense, all the defensemen on St. Louis, he had to have the worst game they've had all year.
They'll snap back tomorrow night.
It was pretty...
I'll tell you what, they got to play... Well, go ahead, Dan.
No, it was pretty bad. After the first period, they played pretty well, and then after that, it's like they just went in the
crapper. They only gave up 3 goals, Mike. The last one was an empty netter. They didn't play that bad.
No, they played really bad. What's your name? No, they played horrible. What's the name of your goalie, Bellington?
Bennington.
Bennington. He made some incredible saves that he shouldn't even have been saving.
He did.
Just because he didn't score doesn't mean he had, 22 saves in the second period? I mean, I felt sorry for him. There was like open shots at him.
Yeah.
Anyway. No.
No.
This week's pop quiz theme is all about celebrities and the most. Today, name the name of the celebrity who has the most. Kids. Joe Jackson, Bob Marley, Mel Gibson, Kate Gosling. Answer in a minute. It's a sad day for me yesterday, hearing the passing of Bill Buckner. Most people remember him from the Boston Red Sox, but he came up with the Dodgers when I was traveling with him. Bobby Valentine, Steve Garvey, Manny Mota, Mike Strawler, Bill Buckner were some of my closest friends on the team. Really sad the passing of Bill Buckner yesterday. May he rest in peace. Good guy. Just a great guy.
And it's sad that a lot of people remember him from that that ball going between his legs.
That's all they remember him for.
Yeah, but he
had 2,700 hits.
Yeah, I know.
A lifetime batting average of .320. I mean, he's a good ball player. Also, over the weekend, a story I told you about years and years ago, finally, scumbucket O.J. Simpson has admitted, and he actually brags, that he had sex with Kris Kardashian when she was married to his best friend, Robert Kardashian. That was the first time, and he talks about it. They had sex while in the Kardashian hot tub. O.J. also brags that his rough sex sent her to the hospital. This guy has no shame at all, does he? I mean,
well, it's not like he murdered. Not like he murdered somebody.
Yeah.
Oh wait, I forgot.
Right.
Yeah. Bad Bear News. Check it out. George Clooney's wife, Amal. I don't think so.
Mm-mm. No.
She looks like a giraffe.
No boing.
No boing. Okay. No.
A huge profile attorney is currently involved in a case against ISIS in France, and George and the kids over the weekend decided to go into hiding, move out of their home, fearing ISIS retaliation. Yeah,
probably a good idea.
Wow.
Stan Lee's caretaker, Kenya Morgan, has been arrested for elder abuse, charged with stealing $250,000 of Lee's autograph money. But you may have heard of that, but you probably haven't heard of this. There's going to be more charges. Stay tuned. Stan Lee died at 95 last year. If you got enough money, enough high place friends, you could probably get away with murder, well, certainly at least rape. Harvey Weinsleaze was granted 4 or 5 extensions of his sexual assault trials in New York by New York judges appointed by New York Governor Cuomo, reportedly after Weinsleaze gave large donations to Cuomo's reelection campaign.
Yeah, they'll drag this out till he's dead.
Yeah.
Well, they've dragged it out to the point a whole year that Weinsleaze has now made it all go away by paying off his accusers $44 million.
Wow.
Ooh.
TV News season winner and losers.
1 minute, Mr. Evans. You did 2 minutes on the Blues. Sorry.
Biggest winner of TV season was NFL. You know, more people watch the NFL draft than watch the Masters. That's how big NFL is. And finally, on the broadcast. Who has the most kids? Joe Jackson, Bob Marley, Mel Gibson, Kate Gosling.
I'll say Kate Gosling.
Joe Jackson. I have to say Kate Gosling.
I'll say Bob Marley.
Oh, okay.
Number 4 is a tie. Mel Gibson and Kate Gosling each have 8 children.
No way.
Number 2, Joe Jackson, 11 children. Number 1, Bob Marley, 12 children.
The street continues.
Opinion, stepping up to get your business.
The street continues.
Mike Evans, see you.
How do I do it?
I don't know.
I don't need him. Be sure to be with us tomorrow. It's our last show of the week. Today was our first show of the week. Tomorrow's our last. And I have nothing to do with it. Please don't email me and be mad at me. I was just told we're off Thursday. Thank a police officer, firefighter, every chance you get. Have a great, what is today? I don't even know. Tuesday. Have a great Tuesday evening, everybody.
You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed. You just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks have asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you, bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, dude.
All right, Dan. Goodbye.
Bye, y'all.
Goodbye, St. Louis. Bye-bye.
This is TJ Moe. You're listening to 5-9 of the Fan, KFNS, Wood River, and 59ofthefan.com St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.
Spring has sprung at your local Seiberg's family of restaurants and Helen Fitzgerald's Irish Grill and Pub. Seiberg's and Helen's have outdoor patio seating available at every location. That makes it a great place to take in the warmer weather, along with the best wings in St. Louis and unbeatable drink specials. If live music is what you're looking for, Seiberg's and Helen's have that too. You can check out their live music schedule and find a location near you at Seiberg's.com or HelenFitzgerald's.com.
Mike's Automotive has been serving the St. Louis area since 1976. At Mike's Automotive, they provide accurate, knowledgeable, and friendly service. The experienced mechanics working at Mike's Automotive can restore the drivability to your vehicle while keeping you on the road with preventative maintenance, too. Visit Mike's Automotive to start experiencing the kind of customer service and quality repairs you expect from an automotive repair facility. Mike's has multiple locations to serve you.